Last year, when he was still in college, Steelers cornerback Artie Burns and his two younger brothers lost their mother after she suffered a sudden heart attack. Dealing with the loss can be especially hard during the holiday season. 90.5 WESA's Mark Newtbar reports, last week the rookie threw the first of what he hopes will be several parties to try to help himself and others in his situation.
The Savoy restaurant in the Strip District was decked out for the holidays last week and packed with smiling kids. But they all have a backstory similar to that of Artie Burns.
Just like me, they missing their loved one too. You know, just being able to share this moment with them, you know, being able to enjoy the holidays with them. You know, it's just something I wanted to do, you know, and just remember all the good memories you had, you know, and just keep life moving.
All of the children at the dinner had lost a family member and have been through the Highmark Caring Place, which offers free help to grieving families. Director Therese Vorshek says children don't always show their grief the same way adults do. At times, they might even try to hide it because they don't want to upset others who are grieving the same loss.
Oftentimes, adults will call us and say, I don't know if my child's grieving or not. And how we respond to that is that whether they're talking about it or not, the fact that somebody that they love died, they are grieving.
Vorshek says the second Christmas without a sister, father, or other loved one is often more difficult than the first because that's when the permanence of the loss starts to sink in. Caring Place manager Andrea Lurier says while holidays are often a trigger, other special days, such as the first day of fishing season or the first day of school, can trigger grief if that's the time when the child was closest to their loved one. She says often the best thing to do for a child who is hurting is to listen and be open to hearing their stories.
Sometimes children will say, everybody walks on eggshells around me, and they don't know what to say. And I think it's better to just approach children and say, I understand your dad died. I'm so sad for you. Tell me about your dad. Tell me. And that's just a wonderful entree into letting the children know, I'm open to hearing. I want to hear about your story.
Children will often turn to classmates for support, but 11-year-old Paige McAndrew says that does not always work.
I don't think they should, like, feel, like, too much pity, and, like, I think they should just, like, be your friend and, like, guide you through it just straight and not, like, feeling pity.
Paige's parents took her to the Caring Place after she lost her infant brother. As part of the process at the Caring Place, kids spend time with other grieving children. Paige met 14-year-old Leah Pekarski during those sessions.
To me, it was kind of comforting knowing that there's somebody else going through the same thing that I'm going through.
Highmark Caring Place manager Andrea Lurier says that's an important part of the process.
Grief is a normal process, but it can make you feel so many difficult feelings. And to know that someone else like you has similar feelings, like, wow, I'm angry too, or I'm confused too, and we share that. It has a very powerful effect on the children.
Paige's mom, Christine McAndrew, says they waited a year and a half before getting help. By then, her daughter's grades were slipping. She says she wished she had gone sooner.
Seeing parents that were just starting to deal with the loss of their child and watching their transition over the few months that I was there, I felt like they really coped better than I did.
The experts stress there is no one way to grieve a loved one. Highmark Caring Place Director Therese Vorshek says it needs to be viewed as an individual process.
I think what's most important to know is that the grief doesn't go away in 2 months, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years. Oftentimes, especially with kids, the grief lasts for a very long time because they go through different developmental milestones in which that important person isn't there.
Steeler Artie Burns used the dinner to launch his charity, Dana's Angels. He says the small gathering in his mother's name was just the start.
But next year, we'll most definitely, it'll be bigger and better, you know, and so everybody can come out and, you know, just keep making it more aware and people will be more comfortable to come out and talk about it.
Smiling
thing? Oh, always, yeah.
I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA News.